murderer of Edward IV's children at the Tower, later executed. We are nearing the end of the list of characters, or rather, victims. There is Sir William Catesby, executed after the Battle of Bosworth, and the Duke of Norfolk, who died in the battle. There are one or two other lords and barons who saved their heads by fleeing abroad, and the last few lines of the list, characters without names of their own. It is enough to quote the end of the list: lords and other attendants, a pursuivant, scrivener, citizens, murderers, messengers, soldiers, etc., scene, England. Shakespeare is like the world, or life itself. Every historical period finds in him what it is looking for and what it wants to see. A reader or spectator in the mid-20th century interprets Richard III through his own experiences. He cannot do otherwise. And that is why he is not terrified, or rather not amazed, at Shakespeare's cruelty. He views the struggle for power and mutual slaughter of the characters far more calmly than did many generations of spectators and critics in the 19th century. More calmly, or at any rate, more rationally. Cruel death, suffered by most dramatis personae, is not regarded today as an aesthetic necessity or as an essential rule in